Hey there, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner, your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're a minimalist couple driven by intentional living and adventure.
Burned out from 24/7 grind of running our business, we traded the hustle and bustle for something more meaningful.
We parted ways with most of our belongings and moved to the coast.
Listen along as we chat about life's challenges, share inspiring stories, and help you live with more intention and less physical and mental clutter.
Each episode is a step toward doing and being just a little bit better for ourselves and the world around us.
Life's an adventure after all. Join us for the ride.
It's the Arner Adventures podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Shannon.
We're back with episode 119 of the Arner Adventures podcast.
It's April. We're getting closer to Earth Day. And we are continuing our five-week series of the five R's of sustainability.
In case you missed last week's episode, we talked about the first R, which is refuse.
As a reminder, the five R's of sustainability are refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle. So this week, we are diving into the second R, which is reduce.
That's right. We've also kicked off our 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge, and that's exciting. You can start anytime. It's free. And it's a way to spend a few minutes outside each day for 30 days straight. Let me emphasize straight. If you want to join the challenge, check the show notes or go to arneradventures.com/get-outdoors.
And that is get-outdoors.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. By joining the challenge, you're entering to win a gift card from Earth Easy. Earth Easy provides solutions for sustainable living in the form of eco-friendly products like our raised bed gardens, which we love.
Oh, yes, our raised bed gardens. Hey, let's get to our second R in the five R's of sustainability, which is reduce.
And we're going to tell you ways that you can reduce. So lots of times you hear these R's and you're just like, yeah, okay, that's simple. Or you think, oh my gosh, if I start implementing these in a sustainable living process, then oh, life is going to change so much. And so we try to make it where these weeks that we're talking about these R's of sustainability, that they are easy, simple things that you can do to just be more sustainable. It's the small steps that make just big changes for the environment.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Reducing is vital because when we reduce, we limit the quantity of goods and materials that we consume. With that, we can minimize our environmental footprint and conserve natural resources.
That's right. So reducing consumption also helps mitigate the negative impacts of production and disposal processes, such as pollution and habitat destruction.
Oh, but Jer, you ask, how can you reduce? Well, let me tell you. Cut down on plastic. I know that's easier said than done because a lot of things are plastic,
yeah.
But be mindful of how many things you use or purchase that use plastic. Look for reusable alternatives, avoiding single-use plastics and choosing products with minimal plastic packaging.
We talked about this in the last episode about there's so many veggies and fruits that you go and you buy and they're in plastic.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, and here's look, this is going to be a big eye opener for some of you. Let's say you go to the store and you're getting three apples. You don't need to go get that plastic bag to put your apples in.
Right.
Put them in your cart because guess what? You're rinsing and cleaning them off anyway before you eat them. At least you should be. So why are you putting it in plastic? Then to put it in another bag. It's like, you know, a lot of times we pick up our groceries, we order them online and pick them up because two things. Number one, it saves us time because we could just replicate our list a lot. And number two, it saves us money because when you go in the store or when we go in the store, we end up buying things that we don't need.
Right.
And it's more temptation. So we just do that. We now get to where we just take a bin, put it in our trunk, and we just tell them, just put the groceries loosey-goosey in the trunk.
Yeah.
And in our bin so we don't have to worry about it. You don't need bags, but you sure don't need plastic bags to put your produce in.
You don't. And I'll tell you a little story. What really brought this on home for me is the time that the last time I bought individually wrapped cherry tomatoes. You know, they...
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm exaggerating, but I exaggerate to bring home a point.
But here's the thing.
It's coming to that.
A lot of cherry tomatoes do come in plastic packaging, like the little shell. And it's
they do.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's another reason we started our garden, because we could just have as many as we want. You can do that too.
Uh-huh.
I digress. Okay. Let's get to number two. Buy in bulk. Now listen, if you live small the way that we do, we're not talking about you're going to Sam's or Costco and buying, you know, macaroni and cheese 40 gross. I mean, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the things that you use all the time. Like, we use nutritional yeast a lot. Mm-hmm. Some spices or dry goods that we use regularly. If you're able to incorporate those into bulk buying, like we have a, like a little store here. It's not like a major chain. It's just like an individual little store here where you can go and take your containers and bulk buy different loose goods, like the nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
So when you do that and you buy those things in bulk, you save so much money mm-hmm. and shipping costs and the impact that shipping and all of that bulk stuff, like that's individually wrapped or anything that you need a lot, has on climate change. Just remember to only buy things in bulk that you use. Don't buy something that you may or may not use just because it's a great deal, like that 40 gross of macaroni and cheese.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. And it doesn't seem like it would help, but if everybody does their part and everybody joins in and the movement increases.
Yeah.
It will make a difference. This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's your favorite too. I think a lot of people like this, especially in small communities like this. Shop local. When you support local businesses, you're promoting community resilience and fostering connections with producers. Not only that, but again, with the travel, you don't have to travel as far, and the item doesn't have to travel far either.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be on a barge from China and coming over and then it gets on a UPS truck and then it arrives to your house. No, just go local.
That item doesn't like traveling any more than you or I. That item doesn't want to.
I like traveling.
Well, I mean, you know, it's tiring though. If it's a long travel where you got to go by train and boat and you got to go through customs and, you know, that stuff gets a little bit.
It can be a lot.
It can be a lot.
Yeah. But that's just right. Imagine, like, I know some people who love that Temu or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, but gosh, if you buy a shirt for $2 and it's having to travel for weeks to get to you, gosh, it's just not worth it to do that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they say, a good night's sleep is essential. So why not transform your bed into a safe and refreshing haven?
That is where Cozy Earth Bamboo Sheets come in. These sheets are the ultimate choice for sustainable and eco-friendly bedding. They're not only our top pick, but they're endorsed by the fabulous Lady O, Oprah herself. I think we could probably just stop here.
I think you need a minute.
Just okay.
When when we talk Oprah, usually need a minute
love Oprah.
Just to bask in the idea of
that's right
of Oprah that she is.
Yeah.
Experience the difference of bamboo weaving designed to keep your skin cool and dry. Say goodbye to sweaty nights and hello to the perfect temperature for a comfortable sleep.
Sweaty nights are always really funny to me. Well, listen, if you are ready to enhance your sleep experience, visit arneradventures.com/cozyearth and grab our exclusive code to save a whopping 40% on your Cozy Earth purchase.
Whopping. Trust us, this discount code is unbeatable. Even Cozy Earth's own sales can't compare to these incredible savings. I'm not even sure if the queen herself, Oprah, gets access to this kind of discount.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't. Well, remember, the code is valid site-wide, so you can enjoy the savings on any Cozy Earth product. I have like a Cozy Earth like sweatsuit. You mm-hmm. have the thermals.
Uh-huh.
We just got the Cozy Earth duvet cover, uh-huh. which is just as comfy and reduces sweaty nights like the sheets.
That's right.
It's so great.
Let's just put it this way. We don't leave home often anymore.
That's right. The link for this is also conveniently located in the show notes.
Sweet dreams are just a click away. Now let's get back to the show.
Well, number four, don't throw away your food. So we talked about reducing food waste in episode 116, which we're going to link in the show notes. But some quick ways we'll share here is that it's kind of repetitive of that one, by the way. But if you plan your grocery shopping, like we said, we order our groceries every week.
What? I was just thinking of saying, and don't throw your food either. And I was thinking about your story about throwing that ramekin.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. I was young.
I know you were.
We're not going to. Yeah, we just had like a little laugh off air about how I have definitely wasted food before by throwing it. But we're not going to. We're not going to get into that.
Right. No.
I am in therapy, so it's fine. It's fine. Okay. So. We've already said when we go in, we spend more money. We buy things we don't need. And when you plan your meals, like for the week, and you only buy the things that you need for those meals, again, you save money, but you are reducing the environmental impact when you're just taking care of it all once a week. If you buy things just willy-nilly, they may not be used or they may not store. Their storage may not last as long. They may not be stored properly and the items end up going bad. So the other thing is just eat your leftovers too.
When
you go somewhere and you get that, first of all, try to, I need to be better about this, taking my own containers. That sounds so like granny like, but when you take your own containers into a restaurant and you like pull it out of your bag or whatever and put it in there, and then you know it's stored right. But if you don't and you're like, I'm embarrassed to do that, whatever, fine. Use their container. Let's hope it's not the styrofoam stuff, but use their container when you get home. Go ahead and transfer it into something that's going to store well. Because if not, and you've got that container in the fridge, the food's not very good a few days later.
Right.
But if you put it in something that's stored appropriately, you can eat it. So
that's right.
Yeah. Just eat your leftovers. The food waste that we have in this country is pretty ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. Very simple. Don't throw away your food and don't throw your food.
Yeah.
Buy secondhand. We have talked a lot about Poshmark and how we sell items on Poshmark we no longer wear or use. And we purchase items that we need for clothing as we need it. Shopping secondhand helps to reduce waste, save money, and support a circular economy. It also helps keep items out of the landfill. We will add a link to setting up a Poshmark account in the show notes.
Yes, our Poshmark. We have talked about this so much. If you're new here, just we have a link in the show notes. Go to it. But Poshmark, I mean, really saved us for, I don't know, a year, I guess during COVID maybe. We just started really decluttering. I lost a lot of weight, so a lot of my clothes didn't fit. And we just sold all that stuff on Poshmark. And so we keep this balance in there. And so if we need something, which we'll get into in another episode about how you should try to repair things first. But if you do need something, try to buy secondhand for all of the reasons that Jerry just talked about. It's just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next is make it last. So invest in durable, high quality items that are built to last. We're not saying you need to spend your mortgage or your rent money on items that are going to last longer, but prioritize longevity over short-term trends. If something's broken or damaged, try to fix it or repair it instead of replacing them. Now, my mom would say I'm probably not the best seamstress, but I can repair things so much quicker now because two things. Number one, our no-buy year got us where we were repairing things more instead of just buying because we weren't buying. Mm-hmm. And COVID, we weren't going out or doing anything like that. So if something got a tear, we just sewed it up. And so I feel like I'm pretty good about that now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just see, YouTube is a wonderful thing. If you can repair something, just repair it instead of replacing the item.
Yeah. It reminds me of when my dad would always say, you gets what you pays for.
Yeah.
That's when he was doing his Jimmy Durante imitation.
Okay.
But anyway, so as we wrap up our discussion on the second R in the five R's of sustainability, reduce, we hope this encourages you to embrace a mindset of intentional consumption.
That's right. By cutting down on plastic usage, buying in bulk, supporting local businesses, minimizing food waste, opting for secondhand items, making our belongings last, we can all play a role in reducing our carbon footprint. These are small things. Just do one of them.
That's right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Start with one and maybe you'll like it so much, you'll move to another.
That's right.
You'll be a 2R and then you'll get to a build up to a 3R.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Remember, small changes add up to make big differences. And each decision we make towards reducing consumption contributes to a healthier planet for future generations.
Yep. And our giveaway reminder, we can't wait to tell you again. If this is the first episode you've listened to, this is new. But if you heard us last week, you know. But just as a reminder, don't forget that we have our 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge going on. It's for 30 days. You can start anytime. Just do it for 30 days straight.
In a row.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's free. Head to arneradventures.com/get-outdoors to join. We will have it in the show notes, but when you join us on the challenge, you automatically enter to win a $100 gift card from Earth Easy. It's so simple.
It's so simple. Yeah. This link is also in the show notes, so head that way if you forget.
And next week, we're going to be talking about the third R in the five R's of sustainability, reuse.
Oh, the third R. If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today, or any episode, our guests, or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star reviewer rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at arneradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Dos Vidiniana.
And adios.
Bye.